Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Now clear and 34 degrees. Talks on another round of coronavirus stimulus appears stalled again.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Speaker Pelosi has refused to compromise on pillars of a coronavirus relief measure, including funding for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses. Mnuchin says the administration has offered reasonable compromise positions. His letter is a response to a letter sent by Pelosi accusing the administration of failing to respond to offers on a wide array of coronavirus-related spending, including money for schools and testing. The back and forth is the latest indication negotiations have again hit a wall. Congress has been unable to pass coronavirus relief since the spring. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita police are seeking a Texas man in connection to a homicide at youth football game.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for help to find 23-year-old Maurice Hall of Garland, Texas. Police say Hall is wanted in connection to the October 21st fatal shooting at the Stryker Sports Complex at 29th and Greenwich. It happened while a youth football team was playing at the complex. Hall and 31-year-old Markel Nolan of Wichita got into an argument. Hall pulled out a handgun and fired multiple shots, hitting Nolan, who later died from his injuries. Anyone with information about this incident is being asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A Wichita man is charged with first-degree murder in the death of a woman whose body was found in a river earlier this year. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced the charges against 48-year-old Robert Bruce Manns Jr. in the death of 27-year-old Shaylin Nicole Gannon, also of Wichita. Manns was arrested in Wichita Thursday. Gannon was reported missing April 11th, her body found in June in the Nenasquaw River in rural Sumner County. Authorities did not release any other information, including how she died or how Manns was connected to her death. The Kansas Secretary of State's office is predicting a record-breaking election this year. Brian Caskey with the office expects turnout to top 70%, with more than 1.3 million Kansans casting votes.
Which is an increase of over 100,000 people in any previous election. And so we are anticipating record-setting turnout everywhere across the board.
Already, more than 500,000 early ballots have been mailed in Kansas, and 220,000 people have voted in person. Early in-person voting lasts through Monday at noon. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cold start to the day here in Wichita, temperatures will climb nicely this afternoon. We will likely be in the upper 50s by around lunchtime and 62 for our high later today. Clear tonight, our low in the low 40s. Sunny and breezy on Halloween with a high 61. Cooler Sunday and 54. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 34 degrees, south wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward, Ted Woodward back with us again this week. Good morning, Ted.
Hello.
Time for entertainment news this morning. We've got the blur, and we've got the Jad Chambers is blurring today. Jad, take it away.
Well, we're going to start things off with Sesame Street. Sesame Street is getting jazz treatment as part of the show's 50th anniversary. Here's some more from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Sesame Street celebrates its 50th anniversary with the debut of a new concert film featuring jazz great Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Robert Ducky, you're so fine.
It was filmed in front of a sold-out audience at Lincoln Center, starring Elmo, Big Bird, Grover, Oscar the Grouch, and, of course, Bert and Ernie. A swingin' Sesame Street celebration airs tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on PBS. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two boxing legends say that they are going to go full force when they take to the ring next month. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
Ahead of their exhibition boxing match on November 28th, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. address claims that this showdown of champs is by no means a serious fight.
What are you talking about? What's not a real fight? You got Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, and I'm coming to fight, and I hope he's coming to fight.
Jones Jr. in agreement with Iron Mike.
You think you can go in the ring with Mike Tyson? The last guy that did an exhibition with Mike got dropped in the first round. And if you don't know that, there's something wrong with you.
Jones referring to a 2006 exhibition match that Tyson won in the first round over Corey Sanders. This marquee exhibition match next month at Staples Center will see these stars without headgear and with 12-ounce gloves. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, we'll see how well that goes, but yeah. Got some boxing. Suppose. I suppose it's...
I feel like there's a lot of red flags heading into that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Judge Judy, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Yep, she's making a move. She's moving to IMDb TV. Here's details from Fox's Michelle Polino.
Judge Judy is keeping that black robe, but moving her court to Amazon Studios IMDb TV. Judy Scheinlin has partnered with the streamer for a new courtroom show that she will host that will air on Amazon's new free streaming channel. The untitled series will feature the judge's same no-nonsense approach that made her show one of daytime TV's most watched for 25 seasons, but she'll review all new cases. Judge Judy launched in 1996, and she garnered a $47 million salary that put her on top of Forbes' list of highest-paid TV hosts in 2018. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Imagine that means that
Wait.
What?
She makes $47 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And you know what's interesting? They haven't changed the promo that runs in that show for years. You know, liar, liar, pants on fire promo. It goes on and on. Nobody's ever changed it.
Wow.
Yep. Well, now she'll be on basically Amazon, but IMDb TV. IMDb is the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to find her.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the place where you go to type in, you know, who was so-and-so in what. Mm. And they have every answer to what actor did what in what movie. So there you go. That's IMDb TV and Judge Judy. It was on this day in 1971. It's kind of a record set. It was on this day in 1971 that John Lennon's second solo album, Imagine, became the first album to simultaneously top the U.S. and U.K. charts. So it definitely set a record on this day, 1971. John Lennon's second solo album, Imagine, on top of U.S. and U.K. charts. First album to do so. We also have some birthdays in the music world. Gavin Rossdale of Bush turns 55 years old today. Achieved international fame as the singer and songwriter of British alt-rock band Bush. Their 1994 debut 16 Stone sold over 6 million copies in the U.S. alone. So Gavin Rossdale, 55 years old today, also having a birthday today.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love?
Singer and songwriter Grace Slick, 81 years old today.
Great sound.
Yep. Grace Slick, Starship,
Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Starship, Starship Airplane, whatever you want to call it all.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Grace Slick, 81.
81.
That's right. 81 years old today. And a big birthday today. A milestone birthday. Henry Winkler,
75 years old today.
Hey.
That's right. Best known, of course, as Fonzie. Got a little Fonzie for everybody here.
You told me it was the right thing to do.
Look, I know what I told you to do, but when I told you to do that, I was... Ralph, I was... I was not exactly right.
What do you mean, not right?
I mean, not right.
I don't get you.
You mean you were wrong? Mm. Yeah, that's right, Malph. I was what you just said I was just then, yeah.
Wrong? The Fonz wrong?
Malph, look. There is a first time for everything, huh?
I don't understand, Fonz. How could you be wrong about a thing like that?
Look, I don't understand it myself, Ralph. I don't understand it myself. I was under a lot of pressure. I was under a lot of cars, too. Two of them were Edsels.
I remember watching that episode. That was funny stuff.
Yep, good stuff. Henry Winkler, 75 years old today. He was also in Night Shift, Scream, and The Waterboy, TV shows like Royal Pains and Arrested Development. Of course, he was absolutely hysterical in Arrested Development.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Henry Winkler, 75 years old today. Last night on television, Celebrity Family Feud, comedian Sebastian Maniscalco's family took on Blackish star Jennifer Lewis and her family. Scott from Maniscalco's family comes up with a... funny answer to a seasonally themed question.
All right, Scott, let's go, man. You're at a funeral. The deceased just sat up in his casket. What do you do?
Say, hey, buddy, how you doing?
How you doing?
And it works.
It was up there, yeah.
Yep.
Maniscalco says.
Yeah, Maniscalco family wins $25,000 for the Tag You're It Foundation, benefiting U.S. veterans, Alzheimer's research, and children's education. Good work there. And, of course, today is the anniversary of the very famous War of the Worlds broadcast back in 1938. So I got just a little bit of that for you.
Here's
Orson Welles as Professor Richard Pearson.
Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill, I can give you no authoritative information, either as to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth. Of their destructive instrument, I might venture some conjectural explanation. For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as a heat ray. It's all too evident that these creatures have scientific knowledge far in advance of our own.
And, of course, people who tuned into that radio cast that night didn't know that it was a drama. Some didn't know that it was a drama, and they took it for real.
The panic. Yep. Panico. Yeah.
Well.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
The power of radio.
Indeed. War of the Worlds. The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Family-owned appliance repair serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
A look at Business Journal. What, Joyce? Ted?
Hey, I just want to thank Jad for hosting the Blur for the last 2 months.
Yes, there you go.
And doing all that work. And
the Blur's
thanks,
a lot
Jad.
Of fun. I enjoy doing it.
All right. Here we go. Look at the Business Journal's ICT Summit. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.